Blooming Foods employees are hoping and expecting their managers to remain neutral during the effort to organize into a union. Last week, the Daily Local News reported on indications that workers at the retail grocery cooperative were trying to unionize. During that report, we conveyed some parts of our conversation with Cindy Beaulieu, a former employee of Blooming Foods, about working conditions and labor management relations at the organization. She mentioned that there had been two prior unsuccessful attempts by employees to organize, and that she was not surprised that another effort is now underway. Yesterday, we spoke to Kaisa Goodman, a member of the Worker Organizing Committee, who confirmed that she and others had scheduled a meeting later in the day with Scott Bardet, an organizer with Local 700 of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Bardet confirmed by phone this morning that he had met with some of the workers and was meeting again today with others. He then went on to talk about the position that the owner members and the management would take during the union drive.
Right now, there seems to be a community member owner support in neutrality. And we've always asked that Blooming Foods remain neutral in this process.
A poster with Local 700's logo on a pole across the street from Blooming Foods' West Side outlet claimed that the co-op had hired a, quote, union-busting lawyer, quote, unquote, from an Indianapolis firm.
Yes, that is correct. You have verified that. Can't give you my source on that, but I can just say that has been verified, and we're kind of still waiting. I would be hopeful that Blooming Foods would be reaching out to me soon, but there seems to be a lot of community support that they do remain neutral and they keep in line with their seven policies of governance.
Bardet refers to the basic principles of cooperatives that are posted on the website of Blooming Foods. These state that cooperatives are based on the values of self-help, self-responsibility, democracy, equality, equity, and solidarity. In the tradition of their founders, cooperative members believe in the ethical values of honesty, openness, social responsibility, and caring for others. Bardet says he asked Blooming Foods management to meet with him to talk about their position. He then explained what stage of the organizing drive the workers were at currently.
We've been signing up the process is that they sign authorization cards, okay? And we are still in that process of signing those cards at this time. We've had an overwhelming response. It's been a great response.
Under the National Labor Relations Code, card signing precedes a union certification vote. The Daily Local News has left several phone messages with management and the board of directors of Blooming Foods asking them to comment on the union drive and their response to it, but have not received any response yet. A September 15th blog post by local activist Dan Bingham cites an email response from Blooming Foods board president Tim Clower, which reads in part, quote, "Like you, we really care about our co-op, the employees, the members, and our community. We recognize the rights of co-op employees to consider whether they want to join a union or refrain from joining a union. We are resolved to respect co-op employees' decision on the issue, whatever it might be," end quote. A solidarity rally to support Blooming Foods workers has been scheduled for Thursday, September 18th at 4:30 at the Blooming Foods Near West Side store.